Support for today's broadcast comes from ADM. Their FarmerView mobile site features up-to-date futures, weather, market commentary, and local bids, and offers ADM customers access to contracts, deliveries, and payments. Available at adm.com/farmerview.
Good Tuesday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening Commodity Market Report. Friday was the last day of pit wheat trading in Kansas City. About a dozen traders and brokers have swapped the open outcry pits of the Kansas City Board of Trade for suburban offices about 5 miles west, where they are trading futures and options contracts from computers at their desks. Eventually, about 25 traders will be in that facility. CME Group has already migrated the wheat contracts to its electronic platform and has moved the remaining open outcry business to its Chicago pits. Yesterday afternoon, after the closing bell, NASS released its latest crop progress report for the week ending June the 30th. The numbers look like this. 3% of the corn crop is silking versus the 5-year rolling average of 9%. Corn crop conditions, good to excellent, 67%. That's up 2 percentage points from last week. Fair, 25%, poor, 6%, and very poor, 2%. Soybean conditions look like this. Good to excellent is 67%, also up 2 percentage points from a week ago. Fair, 26%, poor, 5%, and very poor, 2%. Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Most of the U.S. Midwest will continue to experience some generally favorable weather as we move forward through the next full week. A mix of sunshine and shower activity will occur in many areas, and that will be on top of soil that is still favorably moist in the majority of the region. Now, there are some exceptions. Some of the drying that has occurred here recently has been most significant in the western Corn Belt, in particular places like Kansas, Nebraska, and South Dakota, which is on the obviously the western fringe of the production region. There's been some drying in parts of Iowa as well, but when you look at the soil moisture situation for the majority of the Midwest, one has to come to the conclusion that the situation is quite favorable across the majority of the region. Temperatures over the past several days obviously have been rather chilly across the region, with 70 degree readings common in many areas. There were even a couple of spots that were only in the upper 60s yesterday. The low temperatures at night have managed to be in the 50s most often, and all this is going to come to an end as we warm up just a bit as we finish out this week. A lot of temperatures across the region will start to get back into the 80s, and we'll even see some lower 90s occurring periodically. The heat will be mostly normal and actually beneficial for the majority of the crops across the region, because there has been a little bit of a decline in degree day accumulations. A little bit of warmth would help to stimulate faster crop development, and as long as we have abundant soil moisture around, it shouldn't present a problem for any particular location. There will be the chance for some additional showers and thunderstorms, though, as we move forward in time, so nobody's going to dry out in a real dramatic manner. Some of the western fringes of the region will have more of a bias towards drying than other areas, but we will expect to see rainfall over the next 7 days to be most significant in two areas. The first would be in parts of Ohio, eastern Kentucky, and southeastern Indiana, where there could be some 1 to 2 inch amounts, and perhaps even some local totals getting upwards over 2 inches. We may also see some heavier rainfall in localized areas of Minnesota, Wisconsin, and the eastern Dakotas, maybe even northern Iowa, but I don't think it'll be very common there. We'll expect some of the rains up there to run 1/2 to 1.5 inches. The precipitation will be most focused in that upper part of the Midwest, probably this weekend. In the meantime, we'll likely turn towards the second week of the forecast for any kind of significant change. And there's been a lot of talk out there in the marketplace about all this heat in the western United States and speculation as to whether it will come into the heart of the Midwest or not. The answer to that is probably it will not come into the region, certainly not in this next two-week period. The heat may work its way into a part of the plains, but not to the same level of intensity, and the impact will probably be relatively benign, not much different than the heat that occurred a week or so ago, only less intense. Highs will be in the 90s, and a few temperatures over 100 in the hard red winter wheat country in portions of the southwestern U.S. plains, but as far as midwestern crop areas is concerned, the highest temperatures will probably not be much warmer than lower to a few middle 90s. We'll look for low temperatures at night to slip back into the upper 50s and 60s over the next couple of nights, but as we move into the late week and weekend, we'll likely see lows most often in the 60s across the region. In general, the outlook not only is favorable in the U.S. Midwest, but parts of the Delta and southeastern states as well. The area that's going to see the most significant steady rate of drying over the next full week will be in the southern half of the U.S. plains. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Support for this agricultural weather report comes from Busey. Busey believes that healthy businesses strengthen our local economy. They have a commercial banking team with 20-plus years of experience providing lending solutions to meet unique business needs. Busey, your dream, our promise.
Let's see how futures are trading in Kansas City. Well, it's not longer anymore Kansas City, is it now? It's now CME Group over in Chicago, but it is the hard red winter wheat contract, the July at 6.78 1/4, up 1.5. September, 6.95 3/4, up 5. July wheat in Chicago, and this has been there for a long time, and it still is. This is the soft variety, 6.50 1/2, up 4 3/4. September, 6.60 1/2, up 5 1/2. July corn, 6.69 1/2, now 3/4, up 14 1/4. September, 5.33 1/2, up 2. December, 5.03, up 1 3/4. July beans, 15.75 3/4, up 5 1/4. September, 13.02 1/4, up 6. And November, at 12.48 3/4, up 5 1/2. July soybean meal, 4.88.30, up 3.50. September, 3.98.50, up 3.30. July soybean oil, 46.81, down 4. September, 46.25, down 16. August live cattle, 122.57 1/2, up 40. August feeders, 151.57 1/2, up 35. And July lean hogs are 101.10, and they're up 2 1/2. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Pete Madhard of Bates Commodities, and he is in Bloomington Normal, Illinois, actually over there in Normal. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, I guess we would have to say, looking at the charts and also the trading action thus far today, that the corn pit was overdone a little bit.
Yeah, we made new lows yesterday and really buried things after being up nicely, especially in the old crop. But overdone a little bit, bouncing today, opposite Tuesday, whatever you want to call it. But the numbers that came out last Friday, I think industry thinks those will be the highest acres numbers, both planted and harvested, that we'll see ever on this year, that they will lower those. In the beans, they're actually doing a mini survey that'll be out August 12th. On the corn, it'll be at harvest after FSA numbers get in, and then they'll look at them January 1 again. But a lot of people think those numbers will be down, that when they were taking the survey, there was still in tension in a lot of places, especially west, where they were way behind.
I guess USDA wasn't watching how much was raining, huh?
I don't really know on all that, yeah.
I think in the July corn, do you think that there was a lot of movement yesterday when July perked up, and then on the cash, you probably could get close to 750 in a lot of places?
Yeah, it cash yesterday helped push it down. We were up 11. We had 690, and an hour later, we were at 660 and went to 52 or 3. So lots of cash movement on that. People that had corn left saying, hey, I'll take that 740 or whatever they were paying over and put that in the bank and wait for another day for maybe the rest of it.
Meanwhile, we've now determined that September corn is going to be new crop, haven't we?
At
5.33.
Corn, yeah, it's not like old crop, but tell you, when you get to the first September, I don't know where we're going to have corn being harvested. Many places, some in the south, but there won't be much harvest in Illinois, Indiana, Ohio, Michigan, Wisconsin, Nebraska, until mid or late September.
And then we look at the July soybean contract, and we suspect that just maybe 15.78 1/2 will go to the September even at 13.02 1/2. But the July, for sure, before it goes off the board, it could be some more upward fireworks still in that contract.
We could see more fireworks. We got till the 12th, and when it goes off, we could see a bunch of fireworks in August, too, as people are having trouble sourcing beans no matter where. I think we were, I mean, as much as maybe $1.65 over at Decatur in the last week. That tells me they can't find it.
Well, here's the thing. You do the math, and you take the normal disappearance for the fourth quarter off the quarterly grain stock report, you come up with 5 million bushels left.
Yeah.
5 million. I mean, come on. It can't be that number, right?
Well, the USDA isn't going to lower it below about 120.
Right.
There's lots of people thinking now it's between 70 and 80.
Thank you much, Pete.
Have a great one.
You too. That's Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities, and he is in Normal, Illinois. Let's look at the current tick in the marketplace. We'll begin in the corn pit. July, 674, up 18 and a half. September, 533 and three quarters, up 2 1/4. And December at 503, up 1 3/4. July soybeans, 1578 and a half, up 8. September, 1302 1/2, up 6 1/4. And November at 1250, up 6 3/4. July soybean meal, 488.40, up 360. September, 398.40, up 320. July soybean oil, 46.81, down 4. And September at 46.31, down 10. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WIOL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's 901 Central.